Wake-up show with Lee and Chris in your Wednesday. You know when we hit the noon hour? We're halfway through the work week.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's hump day.
I think it's fabulous. So what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to Graffiti US. You know that.
I know, but that's Saturday. Are you going to go both days?
I don't know yet. Saturday, I'm committed. Mm-hmm. I should be committed.
Yes,
and
you
I am committed to going Saturday.
I'm
and maybe Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like the food on a stick.
I'm excited.
I'll check it out both days.
And of course, we're giving away more tickets after 10.
Yes, we are. You know, this is wedding month, of course. A lot of different countries have unusual wedding customs.
Yeah.
Read about the Prince of Japan. They're getting married yesterday.
Yeah. Depress the hell out of me. Go ahead, Lee.
There are even very different customs here in our own country.
Now,
have you ever been to a wedding in Alabama?
No, I never have.
I have people there, you know. I mean, it's a redneck wedding, and some things you should know if you're ever invited to one. Just some etiquette tips.
I'm ready.
Okay? The one in the baseball cap with the veil is the bride.
Oh.
Know that going in, and don't ask, because it's rude.
Jeez.
By tradition now, only the father of the bride is allowed to bring a shotgun to the church. Okay? 9 times out of 10, the honeymoon is going to be at Dollywood. You know that.
Oh, boy.
Something old, something new, something flannel is the way that goes. And one more. You should, this is just proper etiquette now, you should take it upon yourself to find out which tattoo parlor the couple is registered at.
Oh, you got a good point.
The only place